welcome to Write Through the Roof, the podcast for writers who want to improve their craft. I'm Madeline D'Est, and in this show, I'm interviewing writers of all different types and asking, what's that one thing that took your writing to the next level? So come and join me and learn all the proven tips, tricks, and techniques to take your writing right through the roof.
Hi, Madeline. Nice to be here.
So Harmony is a pen name. Harmony is a Regency romance and mystery writer. She's on the verge of completing her Ladies of Passion trilogy. Sorry, I just thought Regency and went Parasols. So she's completed two of the three. She also co-writes the Scandals and Spies series with Leanne Dobbs, with the final in the series coming out on the 20th of October. She also has moved into Regency romance and mystery with An Invitation to Murder, which is recently out. And she also likes to dress up, so a bit of cosplay in Regency costumes, and is a member of the Society of Creative Anachronism. So welcome to the show, Harmony.
Thank you.
Sounds like you're awfully busy.
That is true. I have more ideas than time.
Wow. I am in awe. Okay, so the first question, you know, I like to do a little bit of warm-ups before we get into the kind of nitty-gritty. So, you know, think of this as some kind of side bends, a little bit of maybe, you know, scales. So with all this work on, you must write every day.
I do, almost every day. I actually try to take one day off a week just to recharge and do anything other than sit at the computer.
And you're also a ghostwriter, so you're not only writing for yourself.
Yes, I try to keep that within like a regular Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 type job. Just to try to structure my day, and then I do my own writing in the evenings and the weekends.
Okay. So are you a plotter or a pantser?
I used to be a pantser, but since I've moved into ghostwriting and publishing more, it's just I don't have the time to go over my messy first drafts. So I choose to plot them out first, work through all of the plot holes, and then I find that I have less editing to do going forward.
And ideally, when is your favorite time to write?
Oh, I love that quiet time in the morning before anybody's gotten up, even the dog.
Yeah, me too. That's when I have my best time. And what is your writing fuel of choice?
Tea, of course, tea.
What kind of tea?
Oh, so many kinds of tea. Normally it's orange pekoe or Earl Grey. I like black teas. But I also have, like, right now I've got a s'mores chai tea sitting in front of me, so.
S'mores? Like.
Yep, s'mores chai. I just bought it recently. It's very tasty. Chocolate and marshmallow.
I'm sure the Indians would be horrified.
Probably.
Cool. All right. So we're getting to know you a little bit more. You like your chocolate and your marshmallow. So let's get a little bit more in depth. So how do you describe your writing, and what kind of themes do you like to explore?
Well, I'm a romance writer, so no matter what I write, it always ends up having a little bit of a romance bent to it. No matter what the situation is, there has to be a love interest. So if you read my newest, which is technically a mystery, although it won't have the same romance progression with the happy ever after ending, there's still going to be romance in it. Sorry. I like to think of my books as light and funny. My goal is more to entertain than it is to make people think. I want to lift you from your daily problems and for a few hours, and then drop you off feeling better than when you started reading.
Plus, you like that historical bent as well, don't you?
Oh, yes. I love to add a little bit of historical facts into my stories. It's hard to strike the right balance because I do often add a lot of anachronism as well. In the Regency era, women don't have a lot of power, but in my stories, they do. or at least the women who I write about take the power for themselves. They're independent women. They're not Dorian's.
I love to read historical fiction, but I'm always scared by the amount of research that's required.
There is a lot of research required, for sure. But I love research, to be honest. I find that I'm always looking to learn something new. So I've got a huge library full of nonfiction books about a bunch of different eras that I haven't yet started writing, mostly because there does take so much research before I'm able to basically live in the era that I'm writing about.
And why the Regency period appeals to you so much?
Well, I started with Jane Austen, and I feel like that's probably a starting place for a lot of people. But I started with Jane Austen, and I love Pride and Prejudice so much that as soon as I finished reading it, I just opened it again and read it again. And since then, I've read a lot of Regency romance writers as well. It's one of the genres that I love to read the most, so it stands to reason that it's also one of the genres that I like to write the most.
Good, good. So let's get down to the key question that I like to ask everyone. So what is the one thing that's been most helpful in improving your writing?
I think that the one piece of writing advice that I read a couple years ago was an article by Cameron Hurley on her website. And it basically stated that if you write 500 beginnings, you will be great at writing beginnings, but it won't help you writing middles or endings. And I find that that's very true for me. Before I read that piece, I was always the kind of person who jumped from idea to idea. So I would get involved, but when I lost my interest in one idea, I'd immediately jump ship to the next idea. And as a result, I have a lot of works in progress that it will probably never get finished. But after reading that and seeing the weaknesses in my own writing, like even now, my endings are not as solid as the beginnings are, in my opinion. And it's something that I have to go back and rewrite versus my beginnings are usually where I want them to start, and I understand them a lot better. So it's a key of practice, but I have a lot more practice with beginnings. And since you pointed that out, I've made myself practice all the way through to the end.
So it's just making sure that you finish each piece?
Yes, finishing it, because you start off differently than you end. You have to tie up everything, and the middle especially has a lot of meat to it, and you have to explore a lot more things that force you to grow as a writer. Whereas if you only ever write beginnings, you'll get really good at introducing characters, but as to giving them the depth that will carry them through and the character growth that will make them change along the way, you need more practice.
Oh, that makes total sense. So are you trying anything new at the moment?
Well, right now, I think the only new thing I'm trying is a new genre. An Invitation to Murder is my first foray into cozy mystery, and it is historical cozy mystery. So I brought the historical, and Leanne brought the cozy mystery, and together she, like writing it with her, has kind of taught me a little bit more about how to write cozy mystery. So in November, I'm currently in the planning stages, but in November I'm going to be writing a historical cozy mystery on my own, which is going to be very exciting. And hopefully I can do it justice.
So tell me a little bit more about the co-writing process. So I find that quite interesting. Like, how do you work together?
I imagine it's different for everybody. We have a kind of camaraderie and a cohesion of ideas. So what we end up doing is we'll start brainstorming for ideas, throwing ideas back and forth, and then basically building on everything that we suggest along the way. Then we've got this great big messy brainstorming thing that I'm a very good organizer, so I usually put it together into a cohesive outline. And then we go through and we tweak it a little bit, and then we start writing, usually starting with me and usually ending with Leanne putting the final touches.
That sounds like it's, yeah, I don't know if I how whether I could do that. It just seems so interesting to share that process, but maybe one day I'll give it a try.
It works for us, but I could see that it wouldn't work for just any two people. I feel like if I tried to do it with somebody else, it might not work as well. We happen to be two people who like really enjoy each other's ideas and have the same similar taste in reading and writing books. So,
So like any partnership, not everyone works together.
Pretty much, yes.
So you spoke a bit about a love for Jane Austen, which is it would be what you would expect from a Regency romance freak like yourself. So what other writers inspire you?
Two of the best ones for atmosphere would have to be Susanna Clarke and Naomi Novik. If you've ever read Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Yep.
I now can't remember the title of the book that I love so much. but it's got a great atmosphere to it, complete with like footnotes, and it's very detailed, and it really brings the Regency time period to life. And Naomi Novik has a series called the Temeraire series, wherein she actually does alternate history, which is the Napoleonic War with dragons, which is probably, I mean, everything's better with dragons. But she also does a fantastic job of adding in the atmosphere of the Regency time period. And I do admire them for that, because it's something that I try to add a balance into my books of that historical atmosphere, but at the same time, not making it too stiff and like getting the right kind of flow for my stories. So that's something that I definitely admire those two authors for.
So I'm kind of curious why the Regency Regency period is so popular. Why do you think that is?
I think it's the time of lords and ladies, and it's very glamorous. A lot of the stories that you read at that time take place in high society. So you've got the balls and those type things, and everybody likes that kind of glamorous dukes type thing. It's before the Industrial Revolution really takes off, so you don't have a lot of technology like you would if you were writing in a Victorian era. So I feel like that probably plays a part, because when you look at most fantasies, steampunk aside, of course, they're mostly, they don't have a high level of technology, and they rely heavily on magic, but that isn't exactly true with Regency.
Yeah, okay. So tell me a little bit more about An Invitation to Murder. So you said before you were trying something a little bit different by putting the mystery in, but what inspired that book for you?
Well, that book was inspired, actually, Leanne had the idea for that one initially, but we came up with the characters together. I really enjoyed putting in Lyle Murphy. He's a Bow Street runner, and I've been doing a lot of research into the early police force of London, so I got to add in a little bit into that with his character. It's really the characters that drive stories for me rather than the plots. I also added in Captain Wayland, who is Catherine's rival in Detective Matters, but he's also a hunk. So that's the romance coming back at you. And I also was very inspired to add a lot of humor into this because I love to laugh. So while I was going through, I was thinking, okay, what situation is going to make people laugh or what would make me laugh? And then I tried to keep that tone light as we went through what is more of a serious situation, being that there's a murderer on the loose and she's trying to catch them before they kill again.
So how do you, with when you're adding humor, how do you make sure that those jokes, you know, you might amuse yourself, but whether your readers actually like it as well? So how do you test your jokes?
That's a good question. I normally test them. We have some beta readers for this specific series that the book went out to, and we tested to make sure that people like understood the jokes, and what came back were some of their favorite scenes were some of the ones that I had made sure were funny. Like there's this one scene involving butterflies in the conservatory where there's this very prim and proper lady who's trying to win over the Lord who loves butterflies. But she doesn't understand butterflies at all. And when she touches this curtain that she thinks is solid, is actually just a bunch of butterflies resting on it, and they just fly into the air, and she freaks out, and he loses all esteem for her whatsoever, and then the good guy wins the day. I did say there was romance subplots in this, right?
Yeah. All right, that sounds great. So I'll let you get back to your huge amounts of writing work that you need to get done. So just in wrapping up, so what are you working on right now?
Well, right now I am finishing off the edits for the third Ladies of Passion book. Mm-hmm. That's Mary's book. I know a lot of people have been commenting when book two came out, if Mary's going to get a book, and Mary does get a book, I promise. I'm also working on the follow-up to An Invitation to Murder, which should be out, I think, early next year. I'm just working on putting it together now. And I'm also going to embark on a new cozy mystery, historical cozy mystery on my own, which is very exciting. And I'm calling it Speak Not of Murder.
That's a great title. So is that in staying in Regency, or is it going anywhere different?
It's actually going a little bit different. While I was in the United Kingdom, I stayed up in Newcastle, mm-hmm. Which is a beautiful, beautiful city. And I was able to do some actual hands-on research. And a lot of the architecture that I love was only completed about the late 1830s, which is just on the cusp of when Queen Victoria comes to the throne. So this book, so that I can get in all that beautiful architecture that I love, is going to be taking place in the early Victorian age.
Mm. Okay, good, good. So in wrapping up, Harmony, thanks for coming on the show. And where can people find you and read your work?
Well, the easiest place to find me is my website. That's www.harmonywilliams.com. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. All of those links can be found if you go to my website.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show today. You've been a wealth of information, and good luck with those 50 million books you're writing.
Thank you so much, Madeline.
Tip for the day is about writing conferences. So last weekend I attended GenreCon in Brisbane, which is a writing conference for genre fiction writers in Australia, including romance, crime, science fiction and fantasy, run by the Queensland Writers' Centre. And this week's tip is about what I learnt at GenreCon about writing. But firstly, one of the main benefits of a conference is meeting people. It's so fantastic to come out of my little writing cave and nerd out about writing with people who really understand, to walk into a room full of people who understand the thrill and the pain of writing. I had lots of conversations with great writers of all different types and backgrounds and picked up a bunch of tips and ideas over coffee and sandwiches, which I picked up outside of the formal presentations and the panel discussions. Lots of new things to implement into my writing and my overall author platform. But the main takeaway for me was the shared experience that writing is a difficult business. Regardless of whether you're a New York Times bestseller or just starting out, we all suffer from self-doubt. We all have our failures, our bad days, our bad reviews, our rejections, and there are no guarantees in this writing life. And while this could sound very negative, I actually found it uplifting because everyone else feels the same. I'm not alone. And in the end, I'm not going to stop writing, so I feel like this gave me permission to take a really long-term view of my career and keep on doing what I love, despite what anyone else thinks. Because when it comes down to it, making up stories is the best damn fun in the world. So I encourage you to get along to conferences or writing groups near you to share the love and the pain. Thanks for listening to Write Through the Roof. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe or spread the word by writing a review on your listening platform of choice. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, please go to madelinediest.com or madeline_diest on Twitter, no apostrophes. You can find the show notes for this episode on madelinediest.com under the Write Through the Roof tab. And until next time, what are you going to do to improve your writing this week?